the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. We're live here in our operations area with the latest advisory from 11 o'clock. A couple changes that we have. Let's go ahead and zoom into the radar. I'm going to look at the board here. We're about 105 miles east of Fort Pierce, Florida, 110 mile an hour winds, moving northwest at 2 miles an hour. So we are getting that movement. Last time we did this, we're starting to get that, you know, the stationary last night, stationary for over 24 hours, just battering the Bahamas with more wind and rain and the waves just really does not helping issues as well. So a very life-threatening situation remains in the Bahamas, but finally getting this movement that we've been advertising for days to the north. Now, a couple things going on here. You notice the eye doesn't quite look like it did, so I want to talk about this. I think it's really important as we go forward that you're going to see some structure changes in the storm. You might see the winds in the center start to decrease some, but that doesn't change the threat, because what happened is, as we talked about actually the last few days, the winds in the center coming down but expanding. So the center, the actual center of this has expanded. The eye now 40 miles across. Wow. The hurricane force wind stretching about 60 miles around. So a little bit lower in the wind speed, but expanding with time. In fact, remember how the last few days we talked about those tropical storm force winds? We were talking 20 miles out. Now 175 miles out from the center. Most of that to the north. So that's going to be really important as we talk about some of the impacts going forward. So let's do something here. Let's look at these rain bands, and I'm going to slow down with the markers here, because when really you look at some of these rain bands coming in, you're going to get some heavy tropical rains, and that's statewide. That's both coasts that you see some of these tropical rains. And when you're moving so slow, those cells look like they're fast, right? But they go over the same areas over and over, and the rainfall amounts can really increase with time. The other thing that I want to point out, as we move the hurricane to the north, if you really get in here, Dennis, see that all this tail end, you start getting these training storms. As this moves north, some of this area can move north as well. So you could be pretty far away from the center of the hurricane and start getting some of these rain bands, and some of that rain can be really heavy. You get some street flooding, so we'll watch that with time. So let's look at the forecast. Not much has changed with our forecast except for our circle. You know, how many times have we drawn this with this hurricane? This is the size of the tropical storm force winds. So 175 miles from the center, and now 60 miles from the center, the hurricane force winds. So that's important as we march forward. So we still have this hurricane warning along the Florida coast. We also have the hurricane warning on portions of South Carolina coast, and the hurricane watch along the North Carolina coast right up to the Virginia border. And that's areas that could see hurricane force winds. And if you notice the distance, those are the closest approaches to the center. That's where you can get some of those winds. So where you have a tropical storm warning a little further off the coast, that's how we calculate that. We look at the size and see how it relates to the actual coastline. So, in the end, you will get the impacts of the wind, even though the track is just offshore, and it wouldn't take much. It really wouldn't take much. A little wobble, a bit of a left movement, and then you bring some of those poor winds on shore. So we'll have to watch that as we progress northward. So real quick, Dennis, timing here. Of course, this is now 11 a.m. Today, on Tuesday. This right here is 8 a.m. on Wednesday, still off the floor. Florida coast. I want to kind of draw that there, the Florida coast. And then we get to 8 a.m. Thursday, that's the South Carolina coast. 8 a.m. Friday, that's right by the Outer Banks. So still a hurricane. It's going to be a hurricane all week, and that's going to bring some of the winds really close to the shore and the onshore flow. And that's something we talk about. A very dangerous part of this is the storm surge. This is brand new. We just updated this map. And you notice we're extending. I mean, we talked about that last couple of days, how we're going to extend these watches and warnings, not only for the hurricane force winds, but also for the storm surge. So updated places like Melbourne, really close there to West Palm Beach and northward, some of those areas 3 to 5 foot of storm surge. Let's march northward, where the water gets kind of trapped in here. You start getting some higher values, 4 to 7 feet in areas. You start looking at Palm Coast, Jacksonville, up through South Carolina and north.
North Carolina, where you can see 4 to 7 feet. And as a result, that water isn't just a problem right on the beach, but it could be a problem a little inland, depending on the terrain. We are getting reports around Flagler of the beach. The water's already over the beach. That all those waves coming in, the water's already over the beach. So it's just dangerous. And you just don't need to be near the water, because I'll tell you, I've seen some of the images, but the waves and the battering waves are already approaching. And by the way, that's well before the storm. So it's something that we have to think about. If you're told to leave your evacuation zone, do so early, because this wind field is so large that the water gets pushed well before the center. It's just something so dangerous. So if you're going to wait to the last minute in these evacuation zones to leave, the roads can be flooded, and then all of a sudden you can't get out. So it's something to really keep an eye on. So listen to this local official, the emergency managers out there. I can't even describe, from FEMA to the state, to looking at the local counties, just amazing partners of ours are giving the information that they need to do such a tough job to get everyone prepared for this storm. So here's the rainfall. So you've got the core rains, usually right near the center and to the right, and that's where we have it. But a little movement, and you get some of those core rains to sneak on shore a little bit. So even now, some places get 4 to 6 inches of rain in portions of the Florida coast. But remember those rain bands. It doesn't mean other places won't get rain. But look what happens. It's a 6 to 10 value really close to the coast, and then all of a sudden, South Carolina, North Carolina, up to the Outer Banks, stretches in there. So some pretty heavy rain, could be some flooding in some of those areas. So Dennis, I think that's all the latest. I think I covered it. Marine hazards is something we've talked about before. We're going to go visit Scott over at the Tropical Analysis Forecast Branch. But we got to keep the mariners safe, too. We've seen some just amazing large waves, battering waves, and we just got to keep all the mariners safe and the ship safe. And Scott's over here talking about that. Look, we've got data up on the screen.
To expand out away from the storm system, let me put this in motion through time. As Dorian lifts north, you can see that those large waves are going to be expanding and hitting the coastline all along from central Florida all up into North Carolina. So they're going to get battered with large swell and battering waves on top of the elevated wave, elevated water levels because of the king tides this time of year and also because of the storm surge.
Just incredibly dangerous. I know before we went on, Scott, you mentioned about seeing the winds. I mean, it looks like there's strips of winds here. How does that work? What are we looking at?
These are scatterometer winds, our instrumentation on a polar orbiting satellite that are going around the globe twice a day, and they're estimating the wind speeds, and these little flags are giving us wind direction and speed. I've got a scale. You can't see it's off here, but you can see this was last night. There was the center very accurately depicted by the scatterometer winds, and you can see the wind circulating all the way around. You've got northerly winds coming, impacting also the eastern Gulf. In addition to that, we've got two new systems. We've got a system in the Gulf that's developing, and a system we've been watching out approaching Bermuda. You can also see on satellite imagery.
All right, Scott, you do a very important work keeping the mariners safe, and your products in the Tropical Analysis Forecast Branch is always doing a great job. So here's the takeaway. The wind speeds in the center are decreasing, but expanding. Okay, so a lot of the threats are independent of the category of the storm. It has to do with the size and the structure. Still going to see that storm surge. Still going to see that elevated water, that rainfall, and the winds could still be hurricane strength and definitely tropical storm force inland as well. So we're going to keep an eye on it here from the National Hurricane Center. I've been live. This has been Ken Graham.